there's almost no quantitative value you can put on the absence of Brian Cushing. The Texans have experienced that for the last 2 years, and it was a crushing blow both times when 56 was out of lineup. Not just because he's 100-plus tackles, not just because he is a physical dominant piece in the middle of this defense, it's because he's this defense's soul. That's where they get their attitude from. That's the guy. If he's healthy, the inside linebacker position goes up two or three notches. It goes up another notch with the addition of Brooks Reed next to Brian Cushing. Now, all this is a domino effect. Brooks Reed can only move inside if Jadeveon Clowney ends up being the guy they expect him to be at outside linebacker. And that Ricky Sapp performs as to be expected to back up Jadeveon Clowney, giving you a nice rotation of Whitney Mercilus, Jadeveon Clowney, and Ricky Sapp at outside linebacker. But what about depth? Justin Tuggle, Jeff Tarpinian, and potentially keep an eye on undrafted free agent from Michigan State, Max Bulla. That's five guys on the inside, five better than the Texans have had an inside linebacker in a long time. If Brooks and Bryant pan out, great. But Jeff Tarpinian showed in a few games at the end of the year, he's more than just a guy. He's going to be very good on special teams, and he's excellent depth, and the same with Justin Tuggle. We'll see what we have in Max Bulla, but he is a tough, physical guy at 255 pounds that was great against the run. And if you get anything out of an undrafted free agent rookie, you've done something. And I think Max Bulla can give this team something. Brooks Reed, Brian Cushing should start as long as both are healthy. And obviously, as we said, those three outside linebackers pan out. Those five names really solidify this inside linebacker position. Still will be a key position to watch during training camp and during preseason games.